This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I sin constantly. I fall away by the wayside. I do things wrong. I hurt people. I shout at people. I tell people off. I get grumpy. Beloved, I do so many things that I shouldn't. And when I'm doing those things, I'm taking my eyes from Jesus. And I hate it. And then you fall upon a scripture like this. Scriptures like this change lives. They change perceptions. They change minds. They change hearts. They change so much. When you see a scripture like this, you just have to know what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. 1 Peter, the second chapter, and verse 24, simply says, He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. And by His wounds, you are healed. Beloved, as I'm bringing you this word, I can feel the power. I can feel the anointing, and I know that Jesus is saying, that is what I did for you, and I would do it all over again, because I love you so much. But the Lord Jesus Christ is talking to you. You're listening to this word now. And you know that you know that you know that this word is a rhema word for you. It is perfect for you in your situation, in the circumstance that you find yourself, where you know that you're in an ever-ending cycle. A cycle that goes round and round and round and round and does not end, because you feel trapped. And you find yourself sinning time again, time and time again. And oftentimes you've said to yourself, Father, Lord God, why can't you stop this? And the Father can't stop it, because He has given you free will. He has said you have that free will to make choices in your life, and you have chosen that path. or you have chosen that path. And that is not the path that I have mapped out for you, but you've decided to take that pathway anyway. But Jesus says, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm right here. It's you that turned away from me, not me that turned away from you. For it is I that chose you, not you that chose me. And my word tells you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of this age. And Jesus says, I will just wait. For when I died on the cross at Calvary, when I took your sin, when I carried your sin personally in my body on the cross, I did it. Because of the love that I have for you, I did it. Because of the unconditional love that pours down upon you and doesn't stop. And it won't stop. It will never stop. Because that is my gift to you. Thank you, Jesus. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin. Say it. So that we can be dead to sin. Say it again. So that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. You know, if we take this pathway, the one that Jesus has mapped out, the one that the Father has planned before the world even started, if we take that route, I know the response of when we get to glory. The Lord Jesus himself will say these words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Jesus says this to you today, right now. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? To tap into this love, to understand this love, to be able to sense this love. And as I am bringing you this word, I know his love is falling down in such a powerful way that it is changing your life. It is changing your perception. Why? Because you can't stop it. You can't turn it off. It's like a shower that will not end. You cannot turn it off. Because it is the love that comes from Almighty God. Yes, you can turn away from it, but you can't turn it off. You can't stop it. Because when he died on the cross at Calvary, he died on the cross at Calvary that you might be saved. He died on that tree so that you would be reconciled with your heavenly Father, so that you would be able to go to the Father to say, Lord God, I am so sorry for what I have done. And you would be instantly forgiven for by those stripes on his back, we were healed. And we are healed. And sometimes we look at physical healing, we look at the healing of our bodies and think we need to be healed of a heart condition, or of asthma, or of diabetes, or of cancer, whatever it might be. We're looking for healing in our body. But Jesus is saying, by my stripes, you were healed spiritually as well. For recognizing what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary brings healing to you spiritually. This healing from him comes because of his love. His scripture clearly states, once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. And I believe the Lord God Almighty wants you to turn to him now and say, Father, forgive me for the things that I have done wrong right up to this point in my life. Wash me clean, Lord. Turn on the shower and let me be bathed in the blood of your Son, Jesus, who sacrificed that blood for such as me. If you agree with that prayer, I just want you to say, yes, Lord. Say that word now. Yes, Lord. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, say that word now. Yes, Lord. Do you know? Sometimes I think I would have loved to have lived in the time of Jesus, to be there at the Last Supper, to have been with the disciples, to have been there at the Sermon on the Mount, to listen to the Lord Jesus preaching that iconic sermon, to have been in a place where we could have understood and had the knowledge that we now have and understood what was meant when the Holy Spirit was going to come. You see, up to that point, the disciples had no clue. They just knew they had to follow. But today, we do have a clue. And we follow, and we continue to follow because of the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we make mistakes, and we go wrong. And we mess up. And all we need to do is to acknowledge that. All we need to do is to begin to receive the love that comes from God, because that love, as it pours down into your life, will completely and utterly change you beyond recognition. It will change you because of who Jesus is. And it will bring joy into your heart. And as I am bringing you this word, I can sense that joy bubbling up inside me. And I can sense that it is being radiated to you as you are listening to this broadcast right now. Whether you're listening on Worship Radio 247, whether you're listening on the repeated broadcast, or whether you are listening on the podcast itself, makes no difference. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And if you come to me now and rest, you will see your life change. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me now, says Jesus. Beloved, as I close this word, reach up to the heavens now. Reach up to the Lord and say, yes, Jesus. Say, yes, Lord, I am accepting everything you're saying to me. And I promise you, say these words after me. I promise you, Jesus, that I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me the way you do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.